Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
Wait, did you get a text?
Oh my. Dude, I got this random. Are you eating? Oh my God.
That's a good apple.
He's married. He has a kid.
Whoa, you didn't say that.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you hear?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to drop some truth.
Truth.
Welcome to Breeze Real Talk.
And Alec is late. Typical. Typical Alec. Check, check, check. Hello. Welcome. How's your morning?
You know, it's a morning. I didn't get shot walking into work, so...
Dude.
Things seem to be off to a good start.
Seriously?
Two shootings in one day, downtown Seattle. Are we fucking live in Chicago? Is this Compton?
Is this South Sacramento?
What's happening here?
I know, it's odd for this area.
It might be the new norm. They should probably start, you know, putting away all those bad guys downtown instead of just fucking letting them go every time. Just a thought.
Dude, that McDonald's is super sketch. That whole area.
All of Third is bad.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is all of Third is bad, and that's where majority of all the bus routes are if you want to go north. Like my bus route, for instance.
Is on Third?
Is on Third. So Jesus. I drive by there every day, and thank goodness I left at like 1 o'clock yesterday instead of 3.
Yeah.
Because I might have been involved with it.
I left to go to dinner last night, and I was sitting in traffic at like 5, and you know next door is the court building?
Yeah.
And they have all those cop cars in there. They were all trying to leave the parking garage, and it was like jam-packed traffic. So they were like mounting the curb and driving in the sidewalks. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like,
right.
What? Turns out it was a massive shooting.
Dude, I was at home, obviously, just chilling, and my phone started blowing up. Like, it was my mom.
Yeah, everyone asked me
if you're okay. My cousin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cousins that I don't talk to all the time, but sending me Facebook messages like, hey, I heard there was a shooting. And so I'm like, what is going on?
You want to know how many people texted me?
Zero.
Yeah, no, nobody. Oh. But I was at dinner with people, like with my boss and his wife, and they were getting texts left and right.
Nobody texted you at
nobody.
All?
Nobody. No.
Alec, are you okay? Do you want to talk about this?
No, I pretty much just got it all off my chest right there. Thanks.
Dude, I got this random. Are you eating? Oh my God. Alec is eating an apple.
ASMR.
Oh man.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Should we begin?
That's a good apple.
So that worm's tasting real good, huh?
I don't see the worm yet.
Yeah, I think you're good. There's no worm in it.
No, we'll find out.
Well, you will find out when you're in the hospital tomorrow.
Welcome to Breeze Real Talk.
Welcome to Breeze Real Talk. What's going on? I'm Bree. It's your girl Bree right here. I was about to say Hot 103.7. My bad.
We're not on the radio.
No, we are not. We are on the Breeze Real Talk podcast. But you can also hear me on Hot 103.7 Seattle radio.com. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I almost choked on my own saliva.
Yeah.
So sorry.
It's like tripping up the stairs.
Wow.
Which I do a lot.
That was awkward. Whatever. And we got Alec next to me. What's going on, Alec? My boy, Alec.
It's Alec on the radio.
Alec on the radio. You could also listen to him on
100.7 The Wolf from 2 to 7 every afternoon or worldwide on the radio.com app.
Yeah, and thanks for joining us, you guys, again this week. Last week was our first podcast ever. Me and Alec worked together here at the radio station in Seattle, so we're just like best friends.
I kind of wanted to like read all the fan mail and compliments that we got from the podcast, but we don't have enough time. Like,
no.
There was just so much. Everyone was like, this is the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You guys, you need to do more.
A lot of people enjoyed our goofy video we made. My idea, thank you.
I feel like my acting is what really sold it, but whatever.
100%. I'm a great director. You're the best actor.
Thank you.
Together, we make the best duo.
You are the Scorsese. You are the Scorsese to my DiCaprio.
I am literally rubbing off on you right now. Because...
You're choking on your own spit and I can't get through a sentence. Welcome to Breeze Real Talk.
Hey. Oh my God. Okay. I got this crazy text message the other morning.
Oh?
It was basically from some random number and it was just like my full name, Brianna? ? And I was like...
You don't have this number saved in your phone?
Not at all.
Okay.
And I was like, who is this? And it was real early. And it was like...
What time?
Probably like 6 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. It was early in the morning. And I was like, I go, who is this? And then they wrote back, is this Bree? And I was like, yeah, who is this? And it's from an area code from my hometown. So, and they said my full name. So I'm like, okay, they must know me from a long time. Because everybody that I've known since like I started radio just calls me Bree. So I was like, okay. I was like, all right, who is this? Anyways, they wrote back and they said their name. And I was like, okay, well, give me a last name because I know a billion people named this. I'm not going to say the name. I'm not going to bust this person out fully.
Let's give him a fake name.
Okay, let's call them John.
Okay.
Let's just call him John.
All right. So John texts you at 6 a.m. You didn't have his number saved and he just said your full name.
Yes. And he goes, this is John. I said, John who? And he said, John Smith.
Who is John Smith?
John Smith is my ex-boyfriend. Then he followed up with another text message saying, hey, I'm surprised I remembered your number. Wait, it gets better. You're looking at Alex, looking at me all crazy right now. He said, I'm surprised I remembered your number. I'm sorry if it's so early to hit you up. I just really need someone to talk to. Mind you, I haven't talked to this John,
so that was my question.
In years.
How long ago did you guys date?
Here's the thing. It was a long time ago. It was in high school.
Oh.
This is over a decade ago. Okay.
And let me just backpedal a little bit. My man said, I'm surprised I still remember your number.
Correct.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I haven't changed my number. It is the same. I've never had a reason to change it.
But 10 years later?
That's what I'm... Yeah. So he writes that. So I haven't replied. I think it's awkward because one, he's married. He has a kid.
Whoa, you didn't say that.
Yeah. And I know for a fact this person he's married to does not like me for no reason, actually, just because I'm the ex.
What did the text say again?
You want me to read it to you?
Word for word, please.
Hold on.
Do, 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 I'll enjoy some more apple while you're doing that.
Do, 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 do. Where? Okay, here it is. Okay. Sorry if I'm waking you up or bothering you. I can't believe I actually remembered your number. LOL. Kind of needed someone to talk to.
There's
word for word.
So many things wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, one, go talk to your friends. Because we're not
your
friends.
Or your wife.
I actually posted this on my Twitter.
Go ahead.
I basically just wrote on Twitter like the whole scenario. Like a random number just texted me. Turns out to be my ex who is married. He wanted to see how I was doing. Is that innocent? Or is he really trying to like creep back in? Like, I haven't replied. And I don't plan or have no desire to reply.
Okay.
Because one, his wife doesn't like me for Lord knows why, because I'm the the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, but from high school, get over it.
Yeah, well, some people don't get over things. So anyway, there's no reason for her not talking to me if she doesn't, so that's fine. And yeah, I'm just like, I don't want, because my theory is, what if it's not him? What if she mysteriously found my number somewhere and is trying to like get him caught up and then I'm a girl.
Damn.
I know these things. Girls are crazy.
I'm not that crazy.
But girls are crazy.
You have to respond now.
Why?
I thought you had to respond when you first told me the story, but now I definitely think you need to respond.
What? Wait, why did you think I had to respond originally?
Because I want to see what he has to say.
But I don't care.
I know you don't care, but the rest of us do. you aren't the most, even the littlest bit curious.
I am a little human on the inside. I do have a heart sometimes.
I'm going to disagree on that one.
Because when he wrote, I needed someone to talk to, I felt a little bad. I'm like, damn, he must be real desperate and going through something
if
he's reaching out to me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So I am friends with one of his relatives. So I texted his relative and I was like, yo, can you check on John Smith? Because he randomly texted me this morning. And I don't know what's going on, but I feel kind of bad, but I don't want to reply because I don't want to get caught up in all that craziness because I have my own craziness in my own life. I don't need to get caught up with anybody else's craziness. And they wrote back like, oh, yeah, sometimes he'll come and vent and blah, blah, blah. And blah, I'm like, okay, well, check out and make sure. Okay. So I did reach out in that way.
Okay. So you covered the bases to make sure he's safe.
Correct.
You need to reply.
Why do I have to reply? I don't want to reply.
I'm not the only one that thinks that, too. Read that. What's the first reply on your tweet there? And tell everyone who it's from. I know you want to.
No, I don't care who it's... Okay.
Come on.
All right, name dropping. So my boy, Sir Mix-a-Lot, who I used to be on the radio with here in Seattle, he replied to my message and he wrote, stop that, Bree. He was just trying to say hello, which is a typical Mix response.
Yo, I got
to
disagree with Mix on that one. Homie definitely ain't just trying to say hello.
But that's a typical Mix response. Like, Mix would say that. He always sees, like, the innocent thing in everybody before the real evilness comes out and truth.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is. That's why I'm, like, so, like, typical for Mix to say that.
You need... But here's the thing. I don't really care what you say in this situation. I'm sorry. But I need to know why he texted you. In my most perfect situation, right?
Okay.
He like sends this 2-page novel confessing this love that he's had for you for the last 10 years.
Well, obviously, come on.
That's what I need. I need that.
I mean, we all know deep down inside that's what the real reason is. Let's be honest.
We don't.
What is he going to hit me up for? I haven't talked to this guy since I was for years.
Know. Maybe he's...
What does he want? An old prom picture of us? I'm pretty sure he has that.
Maybe.
No. Okay. The only reason why you should be texting an ex, 100%. Especially if you're married, if it's about, I know you keep eating. You're so distracting. Is if it's about your kid that you have together. Okay.
Okay.
And guess what? I don't have a kid with him. So there's no reason why you should be texting
that
me if you're married.
Know of.
And if you do need to text an ex for some sort of reason, I don't know what it is. Usually, and if it's cordial and it's like innocent, it'll be in the whole paragraph, not like creeping like, is this Brianna? Oh, this is so-and-so.
Well, he didn't know if that was still your number.
I need someone to talk to. Tell me what you need to talk about.
Let's text him back right now.
No, I'm not going to text him back.
Come on.
How about you text? I'll give him your number. I'll give you the number.
No.
You text him.
Give me your phone. I'll send him a text right now.
No, I'm not texting him.
I promise it'll be nothing bad.
I'm not texting him.
Text John back right now. Come on.
No.
Come on. This is like when somebody says, I got something to tell you. And then they go, nah, I can't tell you. And you're like, no, you got to tell me now. They're like, no, I can't tell you. I promise.
I'm scared to text him back because I don't want to get caught up in any stupid ass drama.
Okay, well then whatever he says next, don't say anything. Like, don't respond to that one if it's bad. And odds are he probably won't even respond to you now. It's been a couple days and you reached out to one of his relatives. So there's no way.
What should I text back if I text back? Go.
Hey, John. Long time no talk. What can I help you with?
No, long time no talk? No.
No. Just okay, well then just send back what's going on?
No.
Question mark. Well, the one what why? What's wrong with any of that?
That is all bad. To me, that's all leading on everything. That is all like no.
Okay, well then leave the long time no talk out. Just say
I'm just going to be like everything what do you okay? want?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll really respond then. Just say everything okay? Question mark.
I don't know.
Come on, do it for the memes, for the fun. And then if you get any heat from his wife, send her this podcast. Be like, oh, we were just doing it for the fun.
I have a feeling she looks at my Instagram, so she's definitely going to see this.
I bet she does. You might be right. It could be her.
See?
That's a good theory.
Here's the thing. I am too damn old for all these little high school games, okay? I ain't trying to play
fine.
All that.
That's fine. I don't care. None of that matters. We just want to hear what he has to say. I want him to profess his love so bad. Just because it would be awesome. Imagine.
God, I don't want to text him
do
back.
Do it. Come on. You have the messages open. I'm looking.
I do have it.
Come on. Do it. Do it.
You're so persuasive.
I know. But
all right.
I know.
Okay,
you.
Here we go. We're going to make a deal.
All right.
You know me. What do you mean you know me?
I know you, and I know that there is a part inside of you that
a little
is curious what he has to say.
A little, but not that much.
Okay, and then you don't ever have to respond to him ever again. You could block his number after he responds.
Yeah, that's very
true. You could never talk. You literally have no stock in this game. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, that's true.
But we have to know what he wants.
Okay, you buy me a 6-pack of Mango White Claws and I'll text back.
Deal.
Yes.
This is the easiest deal I've ever made in my entire life.
What can I say?
That means I'm just buying two, one for me and one for you. It sounds like it's going to be a good weekend.
Three and three. Oh, 6 and 6?
That's what
I'm
saying.
You mean one pack? Oh, that's true.
6 and 6.
That's true.
Three ain't enough.
Oh, God. Me and Alec will kill. They should make a 40-pack for us.
Oh, man, imagine. They do that for, like, Busch Lights. Why don't they do that for Mango White Claws? Remember we had the Tall Boys the one time?
Yes.
Those are good.
Those come in handy. All right.
Here we go.
Okay, I will text back.
All right, let's type it out right now.
I'm going to write... I don't know what I'm going to write. Hold on.
Where's the spot with the worm on this apple?
Oh,
did I eat it already?
I don't know.
Oh, my God, I ate it. Did I just eat a worm?
Did you eat a worm?
I was trying to avoid the spot where the wormhole was in this apple, but it's gone now, so... I must have hit the spot.
Focus, please.
All right, here we go.
Why am I, like, nervous right now?
I have no idea. You are overreacting to this.
I'm not overreacting to any of this.
No, you absolutely are. Just say what's going on.
Why did you reach out?
Don't do that. Don't be mean about it. Just say, what's going on? Question mark. What's up? Question mark. Everything okay? Question mark. Basically something that ends in with a question mark that isn't, why did you call? Why did you text me?
Sent.
What'd you say?
Hey, everything good.
All right.
That's it. Proof. Can you confirm?
Yeah, but it hasn't sent yet. Hold on.
Okay, but it's sending. It's there.
But it's not sent yet. I'm going to make sure for the podcast. I sent it as a text message, everyone, so to make sure it's delivered.
Wow.
It has been delivered.
Wow. Listen, we'll see what happens. I don't know.
Crazy X's are great.
I wanted to text. Remember, I told you about this. I wanted to text another ex of mine.
Yeah.
Because
my last ex. He has something of yours.
Yes, that's why.
So there's a reason.
That's why I wanted to text him. He has a bunch of pictures. I think I know for a fact. I don't know a bunch, but he has a couple pictures of me with celebrities that I want. And I wanted to text him and ask him, hey, can you give those to me or send them to me or whatever? But we ended really bad. So there's no way I'm going to text him.
I had to
I
had to block my last ex on Snapchat twice. She made two different accounts. Twitter, Facebook, two different phone numbers. And then she started writing me letters in the mail.
What the? Who were you dating?
A crazy monster.
An Alex Stan, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
I'm surprised you
didn't, like, go to, like, have a restraining order.
It almost got to that point because then she started, this is when I lived back in North Dakota, the bars and restaurants that I would frequent with my family and my wife. She started working at.
Oh, hell no.
So there's one that we're really tight with the owners. We're there all the time. Like, that's our spot. She started working there, right? And then once I told my guy, I'm like, yo, dude, you got to get rid of her. She's bad news. They fired her. So then she went to our other
spot. You got her fired?
Hell yeah, I did. And then she went to a... Then she,
scared of
then
you.
Then she got a job at our other spot that we hang out at. So she ended up working at three different places that I frequented.
So she knew what she was doing.
Oh, yeah. And then she had the audacity to come up to our table we were at one day. She goes, oh, funny running into you here. I'm like, is it?
What did your wife say?
Is it? Well, she waited until Alyssa was up going to the bathroom.
Oh.
To come over to the table to say something.
What a bitch.
Let me run this at you. When I was on the promotions team at my old radio station, this is years and years ago, we were at a music festival. And it's like a 3-4-day thing. And I used to work all the time. I still work a lot. But she would make me feel real guilty if I had to work for long periods of time because she wanted to hang out. Which, red flag number one. But I'm at this music festival, right, for like 4 days. And it's late one night. I have to be up really early the next morning to set everything up. Like, we have this big setup. We got to hang up all these banners. Like, it's a lot of work. And so I'm trying to go to sleep early. And she's hitting me up nonstop text message, text at like 12:30, 1 a.m. in the morning. And then she calls me a couple times. I ignore the first one. I ignore the second one. And finally answer, I'm like, what? What do you want? And she's like hysteric. She goes, oh my God, it's so bad. I'm like, what's going on? She goes, my mom's in the hospital and they found a lump in her breast and they're going to operate, but don't tell anybody. And then hangs up.
What?
And at first I'm like, oh shit. Like, that's heavy stuff right there you hit me with at 1 a.m. And then I stop to think for a second and I go, okay, Alec, let's be smart about this. Red flag number one. She ended it saying, don't tell anyone, which, okay. You know, medical family stuff. You don't always want everyone to know. But it's a weird thing to say, right?
Yeah.
Number two. I'm no doctor, okay? But I watch a lot of TV.
Oh, wow. Okay, because that helps.
Scrubs, House, great shows.
Grey's Anatomy, number one. Okay, sorry, sure. I had to drop that in there.
If a woman goes to the doctor for the first time and they happen to find a lump in her breast, I know for a fact... they don't just cut you open.
No.
That's not how that works. So now, after thinking about it for a minute, I'm sitting there going, this bitch is lying. She just made this all up. She just lied to me that her mom has breast cancer, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
So I text her mom and I say, hey, just talk to your daughter. Hope you're okay. She goes, what are you talking about?
Oh, caught up.
And I go, well, she just said that you're in the emergency room about to have an operation done. She goes, what? I'm sitting on the couch. And I go, interesting. So I screenshot this conversation and send it to my, at that point, ex-girlfriend now.
Yeah.
And then I call her and I go, don't ever talk to me ever again.
Oh, that was your breakup point right there?
Yeah. And I was like, you just lied to me about have your mom being in the hospital. And then she starts, she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You just are going to be gone all weekend. And you weren't talking to me. I'm like, because I was trying to sleep. So you tell me your mom might have breast cancer? That's what you go to? And then the floodgates start opening. And she admits to all these lies that she's been telling this entire time.
How long were you with her?
Like almost 2 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then guess what? The next day, her mom calls and goes, hey, listen, she's been going through a lot lately. And she's like defending her daughter after she just lied to me saying that she might have breast cancer.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
I can't imagine. And then she started showing up at all these places after, like 6 months after, like 6 months, a year afterwards. I had to like block her and all this stuff. She would send me flowers in the mail. She'd send me letters. Like, she started showing up at my job. Like, this is nuts.
Obsessed.
Oh my God. I had to block her literally on everything to the point where she started sending me letters because that's the only way she could come in contact with me.
That's so scary.
Yep.
You had a real life stalker.
Yeah.
I think I have a couple.
I mean, that's some cap right there. I think you're joking, but.
I mean, somebody just texted me from years ago talking about, I can't believe I still remembered true. Your number.
But yeah, I mean, like, even after Alyssa and I got married, she still sort of like, she was still hitting me up and like, it like texting me, and it kind of turned into like a joke between my wife and I, like, this chick's crazy.
Oh God, that's crazy. I don't even know how Alyssa does it. She's such a sweetheart. Like, seriously. Oh my God.
Wait, did you get a text?
It's my cousin. Thank God.
Yeah, I was like, honestly started, I like stood up, I was shaking.
Did you see my face right now? I thought he replied.
No.
Fill my hand.
Oh, why is it so sweaty?
I don't know. I got real nervous real quick. I got so nervous right now.
I want him to text back during this so bad.
Okay, well, hopefully, I mean, that'd be ideal if he did, so we could talk about it. But if not,
what the hell is your cousin texting you right now? Don't they know what's happening?
Oh God.
Well, I guess we'll just have to update next week.
We are going to have to update next week. Everybody's in on this too. Like, everybody is loving it and replying to me on Twitter. They're like,
If you're listening to this, hop in on it at It's Your Girl Bree on Twitter.
Yes, It's Your Girl Bree, B-R-E. Someone said he's trying to creep back in. Obviously, Sir Mix-a-Lot was like, stop that, Bree. He's just trying to say hello. Typical Mix. Someone says she ate you. Damn. I told you. I have a feeling that's what it is. Your dad even replied. Your dad, Alec. He said, does he want to see how you're doing at 3 a.m. or in a scheduled place where nobody can see you? sounds totally innocent to me.
He's got a point. It's weird.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. I really... Ugh.
Update to come next week.
I don't want this to become a thing.
God, I do so bad. I can't wait for this.
You shouldn't wish bad upon me. I'm your friend.
It's not bad. It's just... It might be a little bad for you, but it's funny for the rest of us.
Oh, my God. All right, you guys. Okay, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you guys for listening to Bree's Real Talk. Second episode with It's Your Girl, Bree.
I and me, Alec. Alec on the radio.
And my boy, Alec on the radio. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch y'all next week, and we'll update you on this.
If you're still here to tell the story.
Whoa!
Peace!
Too far, bro. Too far.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake, to find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.